This is about black political activists in Britain, and I'm going to start with the Gordon riots in 1780. This doesn't mean that we mightn't have had political activists before that, but the research simply hasn't been done. And please bear in mind with everything I say that the amount of research that has been done is much too little. Now, the Gordon riots in 1780 were really about, or initially, they were about Roman Catholics and Catholicism, and the homes of wealthy Catholics were attacked and some were burned down. Now, the Gordon riots moved from being an attack on Catholics to really civil rights demands. At that time, working class people had very few rights, and people began to protest about this, for example, about the number of people who had been in prison. So as the riots grew, prisons were forced open and prisoners were let out, and there were protests against how the police behaved as well. Now, among the people who were arrested by the military, who had to come and support the police, were three black people. Two of them, two black men, were released because of the support that they received from their employers who went to court and spoke on their behalf. So they were released. One of them was told he had to leave Britain for 3 years. The third person was a woman who was one of 20 women arrested. So here is this black woman called Charlotte Gardner who is arrested for protesting about the lack of civil rights. And she had been unemployed, so she had no employer to come and support her, and she was hung.